This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Indeed we are. Welcome into Gwen and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scravey. Kind of an explosive day in sports to get things rolling.
I just heard Tony's meta glasses say battery low.
No, they're not low. They're
Wait a 100%. Minute, that's your glasses talking?
That was.
Oh, goodness.
Nonetheless, a big time step down, I guess, is some call it stepping down. Some say that is code for firing. Nonetheless,
it doesn't matter. I mean, he's out.
No, yeah, he's out.
He knew if he didn't step down that he was going to have to go through a bunch of mess for the next few days. Why not end it? I think that's what Tomlin's thinking was.
Indeed, he did.
So he did. And
he heard the whispers. They weren't even whispers.
The whispers.
At this
they
point.
Booed him off the field last night. Right. They serenaded him with boos.
I mean, that was a pretty bad loss.
Sure, it was. But did I don't know. Look, we got our Steeler guy. You know, Michael Valenzuela. He's our boss. So I got to show him a lot of respect. But I just don't agree with the thinking that Mike Tomlin. I'm happy to see him go. 9 years, they haven't won a playoff game. But he's never had a losing season. He's in the hunt all the time. There's something to be said for it in my mind. But, look, the Steelers, they got what they wanted. The fans got what they wanted. And if they go 6-11 the next 5 years, because they have no quarterback, I don't know what their future is there.
I hope it goes so awful.
So I do, too. So you got what you wanted.
You guys don't see...
Well, the 49ers should be firing Kyle Shanahan, too. So what? Get to the Super Bowl, blow the big game every year. At some point, everybody loses except for the team that wins the Super Bowl. No?
The problem is that he makes the playoffs all the time, and he hasn't won a playoff game in a while.
Yes, but how? Okay, let's go to your guy. How long before the 49er faithful say, look, I don't care if I get to the championship game or the Super Bowl and get rolled every time? Will that work forever for you?
I love how he added the rolled part.
Yeah, right. I know they didn't really get rolled.
Yeah, they haven't
gotten
rolled in either of them. It's been a close game.
But you know what I mean?
I'm keeping a coach for as long as possible that can get me to the Super Bowl on a consistent basis.
Good with. All right, but the playoffs, no good.
If he goes to 5 straight playoffs and 1 and done in all of those,
let me ask you.
I would be angry.
Let me ask both of you guys a question.
You'd be angry.
Let me ask you both of you guys a question.
He hasn't won a playoff game since 2016.
Yeah, he's so, not going to. Yeah, so right. He's got 9 years without.
Is the goal now to find someone that can win you a playoff game?
I think the goal now.
Because is that going to change everything in Pittsburgh?
I think the goal now is to reset the program of the Steelers.
Okay.
And try something new because he's a great coach. He's going to find a job. He's going to coach somewhere.
No doubt. He's not a great coach. You just
but
said
I don't think he's also been given resources.
Get him out of there.
He's been trying to find a quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes.
Well, I just look.
You mean, because when you think about it, they got, I mean, they got lucky that they were as bad as they were to our draft is. Or there was,
well, Roethlisberger was just a great pick. I mean, he was late in the first round.
Yeah, it was. It was. They got lucky that there was
that
a quarterback
there. That he was that good.
There. Right.
That and he was that good.
Right.
But look, I this is my argument over and over again, because, you know, as you know, we'll start with, if you're an Atlanta fan like Adam, couldn't wait for his coach to be fired because they didn't make the playoffs. Miami couldn't wait for the coach to be fired because they didn't make the playoffs. But Pittsburgh makes the playoffs almost every year. Couldn't wait for the coach to be fired. Baltimore not only makes the playoffs, they usually win a game and then lose. So couldn't wait for the coach to be fired. Where is it acceptable? Is what I'm asking
how
you.
Many,
and you're saying that if you're Shanahan, you get to the Super Bowl every two or three years and lose, that's acceptable. So I'm just asking, what's acceptable?
Here's another question.
You have to win a playoff game.
Said Harbaugh wins all the time in the playoffs. They couldn't wait to get him out.
Do both of you think that all 32 coaches in the NFL are capable of winning a Super Bowl?
No.
How many?
Well, there's at least one that's not, and that's the Charger team. They're out of luck.
No matter who's coaching,
they got no shot.
How many Super Bowl
winning quarterbacks are there out there?
Coaches.
Yeah.
Coaches.
Well, I think it almost is. It's
12.
It's the same number as there are Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
And it's tied to the team's ownership, too.
Somewhat.
You have to, yes.
I think that allows you to put yourself in position
every year. The starting quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger. He last played a full season in 2018. Then they went to Mason Rudolph, Duck Hodges. Then they had Mason Rudolph again, Mason Rudolph the following year, Kenny Pickett, Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, Trubisky, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, Aaron Rodgers, Mason Rudolph.
And you don't think there's anything successful about him reaching the playoffs almost every time with that group of losers?
I do.
You don't. No, you don't. You're happy. You're not.
But Chris cannot be argued with.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
You're speaking for the Pittsburgh fans that could not wait to get him out. And I eventually, at some point, not every team can win. So maybe every year we ought to just fire 31 coaches.
Yeah, we can't talk out of both sides of our mouths, right? Where we say that the quarterback is the biggest reason why you win, right? And then on the flip side, be like, man, you ain't winning. And you got like, there was the names you got, Trubisky.
It was some bad
Rudolph,
players, yeah.
Old Russ Wilson.
An older Aaron Rodgers.
Justin Fields. I mean, like,
he's been in the playoffs practically every time. Look, the Steeler fans got what they want. I agree with Tony. I hope they go 5-12 the next 5 years. and then, you know, we'll see what happens.
Grass isn't always greener on the other side.
You know, we'll see.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the team.
If indeed, wait, hold up.
Starting
I think
fresh.
We have the caveat is if indeed this was a forced fire. It may very well could be that, you know, Mike Tomlin was like, you know what, I need a break.
He needs a reset.
I need a reset.
I don't know that anyone in the Steeler organization anywhere though came out and said Mike Tomlin's our guy going.
That's
forward.
True. There wasn't.
I never heard that.
There certainly weren't any.
Never
Aaron
heard
Rodgers
that.
Said it would be ridiculous.
Yeah, well, Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a say.
He can say that because he's not in the.
He's
door
not even going to be there next year.
100%.
Oh, he's coming back.
You think
he's
so?
Not coming back.
I think Eric still has. I think he still
he
has.
He can't
some game
move
left.
Though. He needs a great offensive line.
Nor should he have to at this point in his life.
Emma Key says
the deal.
Says it right. Goodness, Elo coming in way too hot for a Tuesday.
If you don't like hot, then don't listen to the open. I mean, you know, come on. We're not gonna ease into things.
I stand with M. McKee.
Yeah, well, you know, I know it's rough for your tender ears over there.
Salty over there.
Here's the thing. You're right about Aaron Rodgers in one respect. Phillip Rivers is a lot better than a lot of the current quarterbacks. And I would think Aaron Rodgers is a slight upgrade over Phillip Rivers at this point.
Yeah.
So maybe he can still play. It looked bad last night, but that, again, wasn't all his doing.
The thing that I respected about it was he knew he was going to get hit, and he was still trying to sit in that pocket.
He tried.
And they were just teeing off on him, unfortunately.
Guys weren't getting open either.
They
he had nowhere
to
throw the ball. I mean, that Houston defense is legit. It remains to be seen whether we can put them in, like, Baltimore category. And I'm talking Super Bowl Ray Lewis territory, because that's the last defense that I remember. Maybe somebody can think of another one. That's the last defense I remember winning a Super Bowl with just no quarterback and no offense. Because C.J. Stroud fumbled five times last night. He was an absolute debacle, and yet they still won 30-6 because of that defense. So we'll see just how good they are going forward.
Yeah. No, but that's the big-time news of the day. On the baseball side, the Arizona Diamondbacks make a trade for...
Another one of Chris's favorite players,
Mr. Arenado.
He's overrated. I'm not saying that I dislike the guy. I just think he's badly overrated.
Yeah, he's going to be a Diamondback come this 2026 season, and
I imagine some Padre fans are like, "What?" And I'm here to tell you that 12 home runs from a third baseman are not going to hurt you too much, and he's not even Gold Glove quality anymore. Let's be honest. He wasn't even a finalist last year. They're getting a shell of Nolan Arenado. So good for
I will agree with that.
Okay. Oh, you think so too?
He was on my fantasy team last year. Awful.
You wouldn't want him on a fantasy team at this point in his career. No.
Connected to fantasy.
I thought, you know what my thought was when I drafted him late?
That's how we judge people, Tony. Don't you judge every football player that way?
No, what I'm saying is I watched him closely last year because he was on my fantasy team. Yeah,
he's not the guy.
He's a below average player.
You were not watching Cardinals baseball.
I was watching his statistics on a daily basis.
Yeah, okay, let's clarify that.
Cardinals baseball.
Yeah. You know, these lovely popping voices, they come from broadcasting live here in the Bill Howes studios. We know how. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby. We'll have Charlie Hoffman on the show.
I need Charlie today.
We're going to get
Charlie may want to back out of this interview.
No,
because I golfed awful today and I'm going to need to.
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm gonna need a shoulder to lean on.
I figured that's what it was because it was a Tuesday and that's Chris's golf day, and he just texted us randomly.
Oh, that's right.
I hate golf.
No,
that's
quit golf.
That's where that came from.
And that was only the fifth hole. I had to still play 13 more after that text.
That went completely over my
head. It was bad today. Charlie.
Let's hear about it on the other side.
Charlie, please tell me what I can do.
We'll be talking to him about Chris's game, but also
really. There's other things that are more important.
This Brooks Koepka thing has got some legs.
He's
coming back.
The returning member program.
I thought that was hilarious. I had to take a video last night at about, I don't know, what was that, about 9 o'clock?
I got it this morning.
At about 9 o'clock, I took a video of a little segment SportsCenter did on the whole Brooks Koepka, and the way they broke it down, I thought was hilarious. So I sent the guys the video, and Chris Scraby was the one who responded first this morning.
The way I understand it, it's basically open arms for John Rahm and Cam Smith.
Well, Cam Smith said he's not coming back.
Are also being courted. And DeChambeau.
There's only like three other guys that qualify for this program.
There's the only other three other guys that
they
want.
It might as well just be called Big Stars Back to the PGA Tour campaign.
But the thing that I noticed, and we should get to break. Talk about it on the side, but it didn't come without like any penalty.
No, there's
I was quite interested in talking about. Hold that thought. We'll get to it on the other side. Lots more of this banter to come here on Gwynn and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
At Tuesday, Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Scraby, got Charlie Hoffman. Talking some golf. There's a lot of golf stuff to talk about. Coming up at 4:40 this afternoon. And we got a couple of golf things I want to finish up on this segment, or you guys definitely want to. We got the Fantabulous Sports Game Show a little later today. Scraby, I'm just going to put this out there. Scraby's been whining and was whining a lot last week about the categories. He thinks he doesn't really get a fair chance. I have come up with a whole new system for today's Fantabulous Sports Game Show that has to favor you, Scraby.
Great.
If you don't take advantage of this, I don't know what else to tell you.
I will take advantage.
So that's coming up.
Try.
That's coming up at
I think Scraby
3:30.
Does his best Phil Jackson work after a lot of these things.
He does.
He tries to work the referee.
Right. I'm so tired of hearing him whine.
Yeah.
So today
and
I'm
then
like,
you go home and then you like lock in on making one of these lists.
Today I'm giving you something
that favors
you. You can't lose today, Scraby, and yet I think you'll find a way.
You should dominate this one.
That's coming up at 3:30.
Because you know the topic. You said you should dominate this one. Tony already knows the topic. So.
No, he doesn't know the topic. He only knows the answers.
He just slipped, everybody.
I just give him the answers, Scraby. Just the answers, not the topic.
He slipped up, everybody.
He slipped.
A couple of quick things. Justin Herbert, not his fault. Apparently, Greg Roman's fault. Chargers fired him today. Offensive coordinator, gone. Offensive line coach Mike Devlin, I would have kind of agreed with that, to be honest with you. Didn't look like he was teaching a whole lot of blocking there for the Chargers. Roman was actually with Jim Harbaugh at Stanford. Came to the 49ers with him. So that's like firing an old friend. But Jim Harbaugh, after the game, they asked him about Roman, and he was pretty noncommittal. He was more committal today. He fired him today. So that's it for the
year. I'm sure that wasn't easy for him.
It really couldn't have been. You've got to have that kind of relationship. And you knew this was going to happen today because the Eagles fired their offensive coordinator, Kevin Petrullo. Yesterday they asked, the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, what he thought. And he goes, that's kind of their, it's not really up to me. Really? Okay.
He was doing
at every chance he could to say, oh, no, he did a good job, and he didn't say it. So that was kind of the writing was on the wall there. So along with Tomlin, some coordinators were let go today. All right, let's get to this golf thing. There's quite a few things. You know, Koepka's coming in, and Tony, you talked about it. There's going to be a lot of things that a lot of hoops that he has to jump through. I don't believe he can get any Fed Cup points or FedEx Cup points. He can't qualify for that. I believe he has to write a big check to charity.
Five mil,
which is not big for him, but big for a lot of people. It's just him, and it's only open for major champions. So Cam Smith, John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau. That means you. They have until, I think, was it February or something
February
to decide.
2nd.
Look, Charlie's going to have a kind of the bottom line on this whole thing. But
I just wanted to correct one thing.
Okay.
He does get FedEx Cup points, but he doesn't get FedEx Cup bonus money in 2026. And he also will have no equity grants in PGA Tour Enterprises for the next 5 years. So Basically, they're estimating he to return to PGA Tour. He's giving up $85 million.
Ooh. Yeah, but he already got $50 million, so he can afford to give up the next $50 million because he got the first $50, didn't he? So I think that'll cover him. I did want to point this out.
Oh, and he doesn't get sponsors exemptions, which I find very strange.
Yes, yeah, so that means if he doesn't qualify for
did he qualify for this one? The Farmers. He's in this one already, right?
They kind of needed a. I'm sure they
That's a good question. Well, that sounds like an honestly,
but that sounds
Charlie
like
Hoffman.
An exemption, Tony, yeah, is no, what you're
true.
Saying.
That's true.
So
we should ask Charlie
Hoffman. We'll ask Charlie
he
about that. I do want to throw this out there because I love comments like this one. LIV Golf has now responded to Brooks Koepka's decision to leave and the fact, the matter that there might be more others. Says the LIV Golf, we continue to offer the most competitive, challenging and lucrative, I might agree with that, environment in which to pursue greatness on a global scale.
Lucrative for the player? Yes, absolutely. Right. LIV Golf is bleeding money every single year.
Yes, they are. But the notion that they have the most competitive and challenging golf in the world
that's
is
laughable.
Absurd.
That's laughable.
Totally laughable.
I mean, that's so, statement.
They didn't have
that's
the most competitive with the
even with all these guys, and they're going to start losing more and more. LIV's going to – I don't know if it'll go away. Maybe they'll just keep throwing money at no-name people, but I don't know. I just golf needs this to end. Get us back to, you know, one happy family.
Yeah, for sure.
Good luck with that in this day and age. So anyway, we'll talk about that with Charlie a little bit later on. A little more on the game last night, guys. To me, Houston is going to be dangerous potentially moving forward because they can get pressure on the quarterback with four guys. They had pressure. What did they get? Six sacks, seven sacks, and they had pressure every play. They never blitzed once. And that is an advantage that they have that a lot of teams don't have. Normally, you have to blitz to get pressure on the quarterback. That is something that somebody, I guess New England is the first, that's going to have to deal with it this weekend. C.J. Stroud had to be the worst play game I've ever seen by a playoff-winning quarterback, maybe ever.
Yeah.
He had five fumbles. Five fumbles. In one game.
I expect Diggs to have a big game against his former.
Diggs?
Yeah. You said New England plays Texas, right?
Yes, they do. Yeah. New England will play. Yeah, Diggs will be against his former team. That's true.
I think this will be. And I think that's really the biggest part, right? I think DK Metcalf seemed like he had potential to have a big night last night.
He got off to a good start.
He had
dropped
a
wide open one. But after that, they never threw to him again.
I don't know if that was an adjustment or whatever it is, but
that's because Mike Tomlin sucks. We know this
that part.
Yeah,
but we do know that the Patriots, they have shown that they can run the football, and it forces you to have to pay attention to that. The Steelers didn't really run the football well.
They couldn't.
They couldn't do
much.
The
front seven of Houston is tough. I will say this. I was surprised by Houston's running game. I didn't think they'd be able to carve up the Steelers the way they did.
Yeah, they were gashing them.
And, you know, the final score is misleading. It was 17-6 with, you know, 8 minutes to go, and then you get two defensive touchdowns. But anyway, we're down to the Elite Eight. And I guess the 49ers are gonna. They finally announced the time of the games. By the way,
oh, yeah.
Took them long enough.
That's true. Even Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are like, "What's going on here?
Yeah,
like, why can't we just know what game is being
but,
played?"
But your game ended up being the prime time Saturday night.
Yes, Fred Warner might be back. They say he's likely to be back for the NFC Championship if they make it there. But Fred Warner's practice
that'll
window
be interesting.
Has been open.
Can Seattle pick him up for the NFC Championship game since he'll be available?
Why would they do that? He's under contract with the 49ers.
Because they'll be playing and the 49ers won't be playing.
Oh, I see.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
You didn't get that connection there?
No, it was a bad joke.
I didn't get it either. But
thank you.
Can't play in the NFC Championship game if his team isn't in the playoffs.
Yes, that's true.
This would be the divisional round there. But
so. Now that you explain your joke, I get it.
Thank you. But yeah, that would be good for the 49ers if they get that far. And we cleared that up yesterday, right?
What?
That the one seeds always play on
Saturday. Always play on Saturday.
Yes, we did.
So
yes.
That's
which
why
is stupid.
There's no conspiracy, buddy.
There's no conspiracy, but I think it's a little unfair. Like, on top of having to play a road game to start the playoffs, you then have to play on a short week as the 6 or 7 seed, which is really crazy.
Well, but there's
be a 6 or 7 seed.
Well, if the 49ers could have won week 18, they would have been the number one seed.
And then the other team would have the same problem playing them.
I get it. I'm not saying for the 49ers itself. I'm just saying that seems like an additional challenge.
You're the lowest seed in the tournament at this point. Yes, you should have the worst circumstances.
I don't disagree. But I
will also say this.
Loss.
If I was following the 49ers closely, which I am not, but you are, the 49ers seemingly are thriving on every little bit of stuff that's happening to them
are.
Right now.
That's true.
So you should almost be happy. Bang, bang, that they're you should be happy. The sad thing is we play that more on our show than they do on any show in San Francisco.
That's probably true.
So that's sad. But I think that they've been thriving on all of the, you know, all of, give them another challenge.
Yeah, that's
give
exactly.
Them challenge.
Kyle,
George Kittle's out.
It.
Give me another challenge. So I think they don't mind this.
I think the thing that we're not talking enough is that your boy Purdy is playing some pretty high-level football. And they have started to look like this as he got his rhythm and became, you know, and is throwing the football the way he has, man. He looks well worth the money that they signed him
this
for.
This is an interesting question that I was thinking of watching him the other night, because he does look like one of the best guys out there right now.
Yeah.
How did he get to be this number six, you know, round? Like, how did they all miss him? He was playing at Iowa State, which is high enough profile.
Yeah, for sure.
I grant you, they're not on the ESPN Game of the Week, but that's a big,
you know,
12.
That's one of those teams that if they're having a good year,
you would think somebody would have seen this guy and recognized it. They all missed it. Every team, the 49ers included, they got lucky, you know, to pick him up at the end. Or is it just something that he has outworked everybody since the day he was drafted to become this good?
We do know this. In his first year there was Trey Lance's first year there.
Yeah.
That there was, at least I remember the reporting at the time, it was clear that he was
the guy
outplaying him at a very
early
stage.
And Trey Lance was the third pick.
Right.
I remember, and they traded a bunch to get him. I remember when George Kittle and like Fred Warner, they were being asked about Brock Purdy, and they didn't want to like undermine Trey Lance because at the time he was the starter of the team. But they're like, this guy's pretty good.
Yeah, that's when you know the earth is moving underneath you if you're the other quarterback.
And Trey Lance still hasn't proved himself.
What was the first year that Brock Purdy got in? And because I want to look up
Wasn't that the year they blew his elbow
Was it about 21, 22?
I'm terrible with years.
I am too. I'll tell you when it was. I just have to find the game. His first game he came in
22.
Was against the Dolphins. Because the Dolphins were the ones that hurt, you know, injured Garoppolo. And he came in against the Dolphins. It was in December of 22. And the Dolphins were, I think, 9-2 at the time. Having a really good year, one that would finish like typical Dolphins, 9-8, but they were good at the moment. And I remember Garoppolo got knocked out, and I remember they brought Purdy in, and I'm like,
lunch meat.
Game over.
Barbecue chicken.
Yeah, except for Purdy threw for 210 and 2 touchdowns. And, you know, I kept waiting to see like the 7th round pick.
Nah, he wasn't.
But I didn't recognize it right off the bat. Yeah. I thought, you know, the guy's pretty good here. So. They got something there.
As Tony saw on the television yesterday, pretty good.
Pretty good. Oh, that's funny.
Pretty
all right.
Good.
For those of you who are fans of the Big Five, you're in luck because it's early today. It's coming up next on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
.235. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, Big Five coming your way. Some point today, we got to get into this Alex Bregman signing.
Congratulations. Oh. You played yourself.
Yes, we will be playing that multiple times for the Boston Red Sox.
The Red Sox faithful.
Oh, the Red Sox faithful has an outright great case to be
upset with the Red Sox.
Oh my gosh.
They're too busy, though, with Patriot faithful right now. They probably don't even notice.
Right, so that's bought them some time.
The Red Sox screwed up.
It's a good thing that the Patriots are playing well, because it has kind of taken the attention away from the Boston Red Sox. But boy, they sounds like they have royally messed this one up.
I went deep down the Reddit hole of Red Sox Alex Bregman.
That can go deep.
And these Red Sox fans were very well thought out, and then it pointed me back in the direction of the Fenway Sports Group. And the Fenway Sports Group, I did not know this. I'm going to explain more in detail on the Scravy Show because I find it fascinating. The money that the Red Sox make goes into a pool for Liverpool's stadium upgrades, for this team to do this on their stadium. So basically the Red Sox...
This is what the Reddit folks are saying.
Yeah, and I looked at the official release from Fenway Sports Management, and everything goes into a pool. And so then they distribute it to whoever is the best at the time, basically. That's crazy, right?
Well, Liverpool ain't no good. Who else is that?
Well, they just financed the new stadium, like $100 million on this money.
Jeez. Nonetheless, we'll get into that a little bit later on. We got a big five. Let's get into it.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All guests on 97.3 The Fan join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. We need to get into it. I'm all over the place with my board. There we go. Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla just lost to the Pacers 98-96 and was extremely difficult in the post-game press conference. Here is Joe Mazzulla with the media after the game.
The chance to win, I guess, take us through the last couple possessions?
A legal screen.
What'd you say?
A legal screen.
Illegal screen.
A legal screen.
What fell apart to get you guys behind, and then how were you able to get behind?
A legal screen.
What do you mean by that?
Is he going to say anything other than that?
A legal screen.
She said, what do you mean by that? All right, you get the point. He just goes
illegal
on and
screen.
On.
We got you.
Tony, you're up first. Are you okay with this answer? Because it was probably an illegal screen.
You think?
That allowed them to lose the game.
I think Joe Mazzulla thinks it was a...
For sure.
It was a moving screen.
illegal screen. Am I okay with it? Yes. This is the Boston Celtics head coach looking like a Jack A.
And so, mind, yeah.
So, yeah, have
that's
at
a good, that's a good great answer. Yeah, it's
good
a great answer
look,
if you want to make
man.
Yourself look like a J.A. I think that's a good way of putting it, Tony. I mean, it's so rude. You know, the girl, the woman, sorry, the lady asking the question, she didn't miss the call. So why put her through the ringer? She's trying to ask you what happened at the end of the game so that she can put it in her story.
I mean,
and you're
could...
saying you're just giving her that answer. Once you gave it to her, it, to me, you know, an explanation is warranted. Don't put her. It's not her fault.
I'll give you the first 2-3.
Right. But after a while, come on, man.
Yeah, and when she says, now, can you, like, she basically says, like, can you explain that? And he goes, illegal screen. Yeah. Now you're being
I don't know if you guys heard whoever's voice in the background say, okay, coach, we got it.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
And he's just staring at them like, you guys are idiots.
Right. It's like our fault, the media, that we're not just dealing with this okay.
Yeah.
Anything else on this?
I am amazed. You know me, I try to defend the refs, but I'm amazed at how many NBA games come down to, you know, controversial mistakes. They have three of them.
Yeah.
They have replay. Why do they miss so much stuff according to the players and coaches?
I mean, listen.
You know, I get two people and no replay, and I feel like I'm more accurate sometimes in a high school game.
Well, you listen. I bet you the I would say that I will to play devil's advocate. I would say that it's probably easier to feel that way when you know that your call is going to be your
That's
call.
That's right. Yeah, there's they can't no, argue it. They can't look at it again.
Yeah, there's no going back.
No,
but I will
I
say this. I will say this. When it comes to these calls that, you know, the players are upset with, or the coaches in this case, as much as, especially this one, as much as I enjoy the fact that Joe Mazzulla is looking like a J.A.
No, I just dumped it. I don't even know, but...
I just think that, you know, in this particular case, he was right about it being a moving screen, but there's just a better way to go about it. And again, I get the point. Do it the first couple times... Third time, but after that, it just became
one last thing.
Overkill.
One last thing. You hear coaches say a lot, it's not consistent, right? In one game, it's called an illegal screen. In the next game, it's not. Well, illegal screen is much like pass interference. It's a bit of a judgment call.
Yeah.
So, guess what? Different officials have different judgment. So this notion to get it, you know, perfectly consistent every time is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because these are human beings making the calls. So I think sometimes you just have to adjust.
All right.
Number four.
The Royal Stadium, Kauffman Stadium, known for being very home run unfriendly, is undergoing changes to become more neutral. The Royals are moving the outfield walls in by 10 feet for the upcoming season, with an official announcement already made, actually. While center field will remain at 410 feet, the power alleys will shorten from 389 to 379, with the fences going from 9 to 10 feet. With the fences tapering in by 9 to 10 feet, almost to the 330-foot foul poles. The wall height, which is why I was confused, the wall height will also drop from 10 feet to 8.5 feet.
Yeah, it's up there.
Kauffman Stadium has recently favored doubles and triples, but has been a bottom five park for home runs. In 2025, the Royals hit significantly fewer home runs at home than on the road. The changes, however, are expected to benefit the Royals' young power hitters like Jack Caglione and Vinny Pasquantino, a pull-power lefty hitter.
Why are you making that accent?
I don't know. Because I like saying Vinny Pasquantino. Anyway, you guys get the point. Chris, should a park be redesigned to max out their current team?
Absolutely.
So we can just do this every year?
It's within the rules, as far as I know it. Every baseball stadium has certain specific specifications, but beyond that, you can make little changes. It's one of the fun things about baseball. The Cardinals used to tailor their team to the ballpark. Got to about 3 World Series because of it, if I recall. So I don't have a problem with this. The other teams are playing in the same stadium on a given night. So, yeah, it's good. The one thing I liked mostly, though, was I would like to see baseball actually make a rule that all fences should be 8 to 8.5 feet tall.
I love the possibility
of taking away a home run. A 10-foot wall, unless you got
Wembanyama
on your club, yeah. You can't really go up there. So, yeah, I think that's a fun play in baseball. So I like that.
Tony, what do you think about this? Should they be able to redesign their field?
For sure. I think so. Sometimes you got to make adjustments. It should be all in the spirit of winning, of giving your team an advantage. And in this case, I think the Royals have a young nucleus of players that would all benefit in terms of them bringing the walls in, bringing the fences in. So I'm for it. Padres did it not that long ago, brought their fences in after this had been a graveyard for so long, and it has worked to their benefit, I would say.
I was going to ask about the Padres, but we've already had this conversation.
Don't they, some grounds guys, tailor the foul lines?
Absolutely.
They used to back in the day.
They still do
when
that.
Teams would bunt. Bunting fast teams, they wanted the ball to stay fair.
So they kind of tailored
the
foul line.
They could tailor the line, put a little dirt more. I mean,
put a lot of chalk down.
All that stuff was happening.
Chicago,
and they had the Cubs used to have the deep grass.
They used to be notorious for how
the ball could never get through the infield.
My dad used to complain about that place all the
time. Probably cost your dad 4 hits a year at least.
3.
Despite Notre Dame coach Marcus Freeman stating he intends to stay at Notre Dame, NFL teams are still pursuing him for head coach vacancies, according to Ian Rappaport. Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame
head coach.
Oh, the
guy like beats up wrestling coaches.
No, see, that's
the
problem.
The guy who had his hands in his pocket.
That's the problem with these stories.
I know
it is. Is that Chris perpetuates false narratives. Although Freeman announced his return on December 29th and reportedly agreed to a restructured top-tier deal with Notre Dame, some of the 8 NFL teams currently searching for a coach are vetting him. They expect him to make the jump to the NFL eventually, even if not this offseason. So, Tony, do you think Marcus Freeman is ready to be an NFL head coach?
I'd like to see him a little bit longer, get a little more seasoning. I mean, he's a pretty young dude himself, you know. And that's not to say that he couldn't get
in. He's my age, which makes me feel really inadequate, but he's 40.
I think he would do fine. In the NFL, but I would like to see him stay a little bit longer at Notre Dame, perhaps take them to heights first. But I think if he ends up in the next year or two getting an opportunity, I think he'll do a great job.
Chris, what do you think? Do you think he is ready to be an NFL head coach?
I don't see any reason why he wouldn't be, but I'm will always have a scar. From Nick Saban, yeah. I mean, this is the greatest coach in the history of football. And he couldn't win a game. Or, very mediocre. So there's never a guarantee with any college coach. So I say, be careful. You never know. But he seems like he would certainly do well.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a great Dolphins head coach.
Yeah, if we can. You give me another scar, huh?
Yes, another scar.
Number 2.
At least they're not talking Bobby Petrino.
Okay? Not yet.
He's never going to be.
Did I tell you that I saw a meme of Mike McCarthy in Dolphin gear the other day?
If Mike McCarthy becomes the Dolphins head coach,
happens, Adam Klug said he wanted him as a coach for the Falcons.
Yeah, well, he can have him for the Falcons. If he becomes a Dolphin coach, I honestly may have to trade it in. I don't know if I can do that.
So he could respond.
I think that Adam was right, that Mike McCarthy is a little underappreciated because he wins, but he might not be the best coach.
He won with, at
Hall
the time,
of Famers the
greatest
the
quarterback.
In he the... won with the Cowboys, too.
What did he win?
Won what?
Didn't he win 10-plus seasons?
Won some games.
10-plus games of the season?
He won some games.
I mean, they clearly had people who could win some games. Okay. Well, maybe not.
Just look at the guy on the sidelines, Scrappy. I mean, he looks he knows what he's doing as much as you or I would.
Here's a Mike McCarthy
there.
Face.
Yeah, this doesn't work
very
for
perplexed.
Me. Doesn't work for me. I don't want it.
Number two.
You guys mentioned it a little bit earlier, but Kevin Patullo has been fired by the Eagles. Here is Jalen Hurts the other day talking about Kevin Patullo, and he was with the media.
Opportunity to have that with Kevin Patullo. Do you want him to come back as the offensive coordinator?
It's too soon to think about that. And like I said, I put my trust in Howie, Nick, and Mr. Lear. I
know. What about AJ Brown? Would you like AJ?
AJ and I have talked. We're in a good, great place.
All right. So there was Jalen Hurts.
You know, we are nice here in San Diego. I mean, I know people think we're soft. I don't like that word, but we are nicer.
That felt like some. That felt like
that
some.
That sounded like Philadelphia questioning right there. How about AJ Brown? Would you want him back? Like poor Jalen Hurts was just like, dude, I just talked my way out of the last question. Now you're hitting me with another one.
What you missed was Jalen Hurts kind of chuckling after that, before or after the AJ Brown question. Like, I know what you guys are doing here.
He knows. Yeah.
So how about AJ Brown?
So you don't think if something happened with the Padres, someone would ask that?
No.
Well, what do you mean? That's a hard one. But yeah, I mean, there were fair questions. It was just kind of the way the guy was just right on it.
Yeah,
like,
he
wasn't
going
to let you breathe.
And it was all like microphones like right up in his face. Yeah. And so
it's a much more aggressive form of,
a little more aggressive.
Of journalism.
Quite a bit more aggressive.
It is.
What about AJ Brown? Would you like to see him go?
Well, AJ Brown didn't even make himself available to the media, so.
AJ Brown is going to be an excellent
Dolphin
member. He's not going to be a Dolphin. Stop it.
All right, here's my question, and I believe
that
Chris
might
goes
be the
first.
Move. They're going to have two wide receivers. They're going to still have Tyreek. And then they're going to have A.J. Brown.
Well,
on
no,
side.
If they get A.J. Brown, they can have two receivers to drop passes because they already got Waddle. Waddle is an excellent pass dropper.
All right, Chris. The question is, did Jalen Hurts handle, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you handle these questions?
10. That was really good. Like, he thought it out. He almost had to think it out ahead of time. To give him a solid answer that didn't, you know, throw the guy completely under the bus, even though we figured it out. That he didn't like him.
Is it scapegoating, though, by saying, oh, that's up to the guys up top?
No, it is up to them.
Literally
it was accurate.
It
yeah,
he's
you
don't
not
think
the
guys
to
up top
him.
Care what Jalen Hurts has to
no,
say about
I think
Kevin
ultimately
Patullo?
That is overrated. I think they may want to hear their opinion, but they ultimately
they would
don't.
Also rather hear his opinion like behind closed doors
right.
where he can give
oh,
him a legit
no, I get
opinion.
That. I
right.
get that. I get
right.
that.
Right.
So. Tony, how did, scale of 1 to 10, how did he handle this?
11.
He was good.
He
on
was
this.
Very. He knew. You could tell he's been in Philly. You could tell he knows which way the question is going to go.
He wouldn't have handled that question 7 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I don't think so either. No. I don't think so either.
By the way, can he get a helmet that fits? His helmet is like it's so weird looking to me. It's like really high on his head.
I haven't paid that much attention to it.
Okay.
Number one.
Los Angeles Clippers guard James Harden made a three-pointer early in the third quarter last night against the Hornets, pushing his career total to 28,598 points in his 1,187th regular season game. He passed Shaq. Shaq had 28,596 points in 1,200 games just over, and over 19 years. Harden, it took 17 seasons. So, Tony, where does James Harden stand in basketball history?
In terms of ranking?
Not ranking, just
I
like
mean, he's one of the greats.
Are we going to be like Michael Jordan, LeBron James, James Harden?
I mean, there's levels to this. I mean, obviously, Michael and LeBron are like at the very tip top of the pyramid.
Kobe, James Harden.
I think then there's another tier underneath. I mean, not just those guys. I mean, the Kareems, all the older statesmen of the game. And then there's the next tier. I think he's going to be somewhere in that 2-3 tier of greats. which is already a crazy
it is crazy.
List I'd like to see Harden play back in the day, though, when they called traveling if you took a half step to set up your shot. But I think James Harden belongs in the best of the rest of the Hall of Fame category players.
And that's, so he's a Hall of Famer, but yes, not, for sure. Not the elite.
Best of the rest. He's not going to be drafted in the first two or three rounds. It's not Jerry West or Oscar or, you know, together with Tony mentioned, Steph Curry. But, you know, he's pretty good. He's got an MVP, does he not, Tony?
He does.
Harden, so, you know, that puts you pretty legit.
I think he's...
He's too legit to quit.
He's a Hall of Fame. He's as a beard guy. He's got a Hall of Fame beard. I don't know anyone that could grow that beard for as like as
How
long
about
as
wear
he
that
has.
Beard for as long as it is.
Like
it's 10 got to
years.
Be uncomfortable.
Like I, it is like I can't even imagine that. That what is it? Bird's nest of a beard.
It's definitely disgusting yeah. at this point.
All right, that's it for the Big Five. Great job, guys. We got through it in a. Nice amount of time.
Who's on the all beard team for sports? I mean, Harden's got to be there.
I did this for baseball.
He's named the beard. I mean, but Charlie Blackman.
Brian Wilson.
I always think of Charlie
Brian
Blackman.
Brian Wilson was the original
he
beard.
Had a nasty one.
Dan Fouts for the old timers.
Yeah, yeah,
Fouts
yeah, yeah,
had a
yeah.
good beard.
He's got a strong one. he's got a great beard. It's like a perfectly manicured beard.
Yeah.
Who else? Anyway, we'll think about Methuselah. Those in a break. Missoula? His beard is
Missoula.
Ugly. Missoula's got like the sideburns that can't quite grow into a beard.
Yeah. Not good. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Beard Talk, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.